Workshops, Sunday, November 2nd.
Just ask people some questions. This is really sort of a workshop, you know, whoever would like to ask something.
I remember there used to be a school torch. Do they have a school torch for the Indian children?
Well, they did have, but they made it kind of, I don't know what you'd call it.
Did they preserve this whole school for historic means? Did they preserve this school?
Yeah, they did.
Uh-huh, good. I remember it was a small school. Were you born in Porch too? Or do you
I was born up in Monroe County up at U Rock.
You were born in Monroe County?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was just kind of northeast of Porch,
yes.
I guess you call it.
Yes.
Monroe County.
Uh-huh.
Chief Conley, you know, I was interested in something. When did you start dancing?
We really got started in it in 73. That's when I first got organized and got started doing. I was working with a fellow up in Sorrel, Alabama. He decided he was going to dissolve everything up there. And, we had a lot of people here in Northwest Florida, so I thought I'd see if I could get something started, try to get the Indian people here in Northwest Florida. Working with some people up in Georgia. I've actually only just really this year getting started here in Northwest Florida to start trying to do something in this area because I've been devoting a lot of time and people up in Georgia, and so everything was going kind of slow and the people kept on after me wanting to get something started here, so we went to work on it. We don't know how far we're going to get with it. We hope we'll be able to accomplish something out of it.
What other kinds of crafts and skills have you been working with? I know that dancing is a real important one, yeah. But what other ones are there?
Well, they got some of the group does a lot of craft work. They make their own beadwork.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Like that necklace that you're wearing.
Yeah, they make it. The Eagle Clan, and about that whole clan there does all kind of craft work. Chocolates, necklaces, one head. And then another one of the clans does a lot of beadwork, making some like headbands and stuff of that effect. Mm-hmm. Now she does a lot of
work. Susie Barry.
I made the majority of the buses that were out there from mine.
now what
beautiful and colorful.
What are the bustles? The big feathers?
The feathers that they wear on the back.
Oh,
now, they are not Creek in origin. They are now just like with the two of them. Wesley, Chief Tomlin has your traditional Creek headdress, and Joe has your Western Indian headdress on, which is basically plains, but basically the reason for the war bonnet and the bustles is the fact that anytime, thanks to television, anytime you say Indian, that's what the first thing kids automatically think of, is the feathers. They also think of teepees, which your Creeks did not live in teepees. They lived in little log houses.
I didn't realize that. The
teepees
great Indian painters, I remember, what is it, Remington and somebody else, and you see this big flowing feather, you know.
Right, well, those were
strictly
that was the plains. I realize that now because that's where he painted some of the greatest Indian painters.
Right.
They're very expensive.
Originally, the bustles like the kids are wearing out there, your plains Indians, they were not children's attire. They were strictly the braves' attire because they, like the center stands for a field of battle. If it's surrounded by red, it means blood was shed in that battle. And the hair, people say, oh, they put horse hair on the end. Originally, it was not horse hair, it was human hair taken from the scalps.
Oh, I knew you were
going to
say that. That part I know. I knew that.
Well, that would just be to show how brave they were.
Yes.
Right.
That was the strip. That was
and
where
they were not allowed.
Talking about living in log houses, that's what I was raised in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, our president was born, raised, and lived in one, you know, Lincoln, you mm-hmm. know. I hope they can be preserved up there. It's so precious. All of these things are going away and they pollution.
He was talking about their teaching. What, Atmore?
Well, I taught, that was long ago, just one semester out at McCullough, out from Porch. And I remember we drove by this little school every morning. And my husband was in Hawaii at the time, and later I joined him. But it was just one semester. Oh, it was so long ago, I'm not going to tell you how long ago. You would know how old I was.
I was fixing to say, well.
That was, it burned up, you know.
1963, whenever this Civil Rights Act was passed,
mm-hmm.
that was one of the greatest benefit for the Indian people,
mm-hmm.
one of the laws that was ever passed, because the passed for the benefit of the blacks, but Indian really accomplished a whole lot out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
in
up until that time,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Rowland can probably tell you that a lot of those people up around Porch, they weren't allowed to come to school in that
right.
on account
right.
of them
I heard that.
Being Indian. They, and
we
that's
went
the reason
to church in a little old building and went to school in it. 5 days a week, and went to church on Sunday and Sunday school, right back Monday morning to school in the church.
But you know, times have changed, and in the fashion magazines for years, the Indian, the beads, they're in vogue. You know, the things change, and I've a lot of fashion illustrated magazines they're so expensive, you know, these beads, you know, this handcrafted work, it's appreciated now.
Well, it's just like and he was saying out there, a lot of them don't think the little blonde-haired boy is an Indian.
Oh,
but they fail to realize out of 600,000 Indians in this country, there's only like 20,000 that are full-blood Indian.
I was just telling my brother-in-law out there about this beautiful little girl that was blind, and she had greenish-brown eyes like mine, the kind of greenish, we have all this other green. And she said, and she had the longest black eyelashes. I wished I had had half of them. And she says, I have some Indian blood. She was just beautiful. She was exquisite. And I told the children, I says, she's just about the prettiest thing I've ever seen. And she had that thick blonde hair. I just, I've thought about her through the years. She was one of the exquisite children I've ever seen.
Miss Rowland, you're Mr. McGee, Chief Joe McGee's mother-in-law. Right?
Mother-in-law.
That's mm-hmm. mother-in-law. I was just interested. You said you were born in a log house?
Sure was.
How big a house was it? Did it have
no, it one had room? Two bedrooms and a kitchen.
That was
all
it.
We cooked it all together.
Well, how did they chink the logs together or did they put
No,
put
they just
them?
They blocked them out, stuck them together and put a split rail picket to stop the crack.
Mm-hmm.
You could look a half a mile and see a chicken or anybody coming. Look down under the house and see the chickens up under the house and count.
Oh my gosh. And this was in Porch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, now we call it Porch. They do now. Of course, they had it named Head of Pedeter and Porch and Hog Park, the three little settlements.
Mm-hmm.
Where their school, where they have their powwows now, that's where I was raised at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but how long have there been creeks down here around Pensacola that you know of?
Oh, they've been down here. I expect Miss McGee have been down here for the last,
13 years.
About 13, 14 years.
When was mm-hmm. Alexander MacGyver, the emperor of the creeks, is buried here in Pensacola?
MacGyver, they have a restaurant right. name from him? Is that's the
that
one.
Is
I had some little tour
of
him.
So that's how long the creeks have been.
Oh,
your creeks
I'll go back and try to look that up.
South Georgia, Alabama,
right.
mm-hmm. Northwest.
They've been in and out here since back in the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I've just been living here 3 years
baby.
Myself mm-hmm. and my oldest daughter.
So really, your ancestors just all the way back have lived in,
yeah.
right around in this area.
Isn't
just
that
never
amazing
been.
In one
come,
place?
This is a port. They come down here and trade some of the furs for some of the good to get mm-hmm. here and come back.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I didn't know how the trail was to come down. I know they came down Montgomery, down through Florella, into Pensacola. And then, same way I think, coming from up in the western part of Alabama, I knew my granddaddy used to drive cattle up in Ural, Alabama, up in Monroe County, all the way to Pensacola.
So he was a kind of a rancher,
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, my granddad on my mother's side was a rancher. He wasn't an Indian. I got my Indian on my mother's side and on my grandmother's side. My granddaddy on my mother's side, he was an Englishman.
Well, what kinds of jobs do creeks around these days hold? People do all kinds of different things?
Well, like I say, since they I'm beginning to get, some of them beginning to get a little education. And a lot of the people up around Port where she comes from, they didn't have a chance to get an education.
Right.
All they know is what they can do with their hands. Mm-hmm. You take Joe right now. Joe can't read or write his name.
Yeah. You know, never had the opportunity.
But he can, anything he can do with his hands, he can do a wonderful job. Now he sets monuments, puts names on them, stuff like that. And he does a beautiful job. Anything he can do with his hands, he's trusted with that. He knows how to do it. He can do it.
And what's your occupation, Chief Thompson?
I was employed at St. Regis Paper Company for 35 years.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. That's out of
29. I retired the first of the year due to heart problems I had.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, that's tough heart. I mean, this civil rights act that was passed back in 63 really gives the Indians a chance to think of start mixing with the white people and get a little bit of their education where they can get out on their own and start doing something.
We have one that's studying, well, she is an RN and she's going on right now, furthering her medical
school. The sixth grade, back when I was growing up, my childhood was high as they could go in school.
Is that right? Well, I only taught one semester in this little community, McCullough, but my parents lived out from Atmore for 3 years. I only lived there 3 years. And I had never even been on that road. I always went back up to Montgomery where my grandparents were on the other side, and I never had been to Forge, but I at least, you know, once in a while I'd hear about it. But I'm so glad to have met you. I wanted to meet you people all of my life. We are permanent here in Pensacola now, but my son is very interested. He has been ever since he was so high. And when he was in Boy Scouts, oh boy, he was dancing. They formed, what's the arrow? The arrow.
Order of the Arrow.
Yes, and he just ate it up. But he was in band and that too. And I said, you got to get on those lessons. But he went nuts over that dancing.
they're teaching basically, Order of the Arrow teaches basically your Western.
Uh-huh.
Your Western Indians have it over us Eastern Indians because that's the ones they show on
this
TV.
This is really one reason why we wanted for y'all to be part of the folk life area here, because
it's so rich.
So few people in West Florida realize that there is a Creek Indian culture that's still alive, and you know that many of the people that they know day to day are within that cultural group, and it's important.
Yes. Like she was talking about the head dress, the bonnet that Joe had on, and I got on the turban.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to be Creek Indian headdress.
The turban is really the more traditional.
And what Indian headdress is supposed to be with the turban? This is supposed to be what now?
Creek.
Creek. And the other is the plain.
Whereas the other one is from plain. Western.
Of course, like you said, anywhere you at, you've got a lot of children involved. The first thing they want to know if you're real Indian. You tell them, yeah, we say you ain't got no feathers on you. But all they know is what they've seen on television.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the first thing that they think when they see an Indian, is he got feathers on him. That's the reason that we see some of them, especially when there's a lot of kids around, will wear feathers. I got a headpiece that she's fixing to rework.
Mm-hmm.
I got a double trailer in the back of it. It goes all the way down into the bend of the knees, and it's got a headpiece similar to what Joe's got.
I wonder,
there again, your headpieces are strictly for the majority of them are worn at council meetings and things like this. TV depicts him as riding out into a fight. Can you imagine trying to fight in something like that? I mean,
no.
It's not too bad in something like that, or even the short war bonnet. If you get a long 6-foot trail on it, you can hang it.
TV tries to get as dramatic as possible.
Right.
You know, they have to compete with all of this other.
Well, I think
this
she's
really
doing
great.
Is good because, you know, like he said, people say, well, you don't look Indian. Their concept of an Indian is what they see on television.
Image.
And up until the last 5 years, there were only two real Indians that ever appeared on TV. And that was Jay Silverhills, who played Tonto, and Aaron Ice Cody. The man that does all the pollution commercials for his city.
What about the fellow that played
But the blonde Indian,
Michael Lancera,
I was so excited when you were talking about that. How did that be? How was that, the blonde Indian? See, I saw this little girl that she told me she was part Indian, but I says, how could it be?
You're talking about
the first
fourth,
part.
Fifth, All right, you're talking fourth or fifth generation Indian.
Oh, okay.
There's something, they estimate there's something like 600,000 Indians in the United States today. Mm-hmm. Out of that 600,000, 20,000 of them are full blood.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know her parents. I wanted so much to meet them, but I didn't get to meet her parents.
Because, I mean, like you take, well, just out there today, you have three generations dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had Joe, his kids, their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Is there much intermarriage still? Or do the Creeks who now consider themselves still to be Creek, do they pretty much marry within a clan or that kind of thing?
Oh, some of them do now. And some of them don't now. You take Joe, I think he got a boy. Married into another clan of Creek Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got some of his boys married them, some white girls, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of your blonde heads come out.
Mm-hmm. Right. How many clans are there in northern Florida? How many clans are there that make up the Lower Creek,
Florida,
Muskogee
tribe? I got eight clans, drove from here to Jackson.
Come on in and join us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
I'm so glad you're
from here to Jacksonville.
I got
three clans here in Pensacola. I got one in Chippewa, one in Vernon, one in Panama City, one in Orlando, and one in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And
then we've got.
And I guess I'm gonna have one up in Central Alabama around Troy.
Uh-huh. And you're basically the chief of the tribe for Florida.
That's right. Supposed to be vice chief of the Lower Creek Muskogee tribe. East of the Mississippi, which they got McCormick, Chief McCormick is the principal chief at this time.
And does he live in Alabama?
No, he lives in Georgia.
He lives in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So that's really quite widespread. So it's people in southern Georgia and in Alabama and in northern Florida all throughout that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Are they dancing again, or we're just taking a break?
I think that
That
was
wound
the,
up, they only had them scheduled
it.
For 45 minutes.
Right.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I thought I read
I'm glad that we've had a chance.
If you get a chance, Thanksgiving Day, they have their powwow.
I see this. They handed this out to me.
That's
great.
Now, Joe had them. I don't know.
One of my sister-in-laws has one. I want you to have that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And that's about the 27th.
Now, we have a powwow with his Nico in Goshen next Saturday
in Goshen. Uh-huh. How many powwows do you have in a year? Lots.
Anytime you feel like it.
Then about three or four.
Do you all still do, or do you do the green corn dance ritual at all?
Yeah, sometimes Joe and them does it.
Uh-huh. In the springtime, that's one of them.
About all I do now, Halloween night was one of the groups at the school out on Mobile Highway.
Yeah.
Well, they invited me to go out there and wanted me to be with them at that Halloween carnival they're having at the school. They performed out there. And Joe and them, they invited me down here today. And that's about all I do is go from one clan to the other whenever they invite me to go with them, because
I bet he has a lot of invitations, right?
To support
them. He'll be socializing, and you'll probably live to be 100 all this socializing, huh?
Some of the clans somewhere, see, well, they'll haul, and I'll have to go see what's
going on.
Straight.
Who's the oldest Indian you have that you know?
Quite a few trips to Montgomery.
The oldest thing that I know anything about right now, they're that porch.
Really?
There's two of them.
How?
Joe's mother, and then... I believe it's his third cousin's mother.
What is his mother's name?
Mamie McGee.
Mamie McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And is she, well you're
old
pretty
she?
Old yourself.
I'm 67.
Oh, and how old is she, though?
I don't know.
She's
that
in
was
her
way on back.
90s? You think she might be 100, perhaps?
No, ma'am, she ain't quite 100. I believe we lost one last week that was 100.
My mother was in the hospital at Atmore, and this lady, I cannot remember her name, and how I could forget it, I don't know. She was just so beautiful, that thick white hair, and she would let it down. It was, well, if you saw her, you'd remember who she was, but this thick white hair and the black eyes. And I says, oh, she must have been a beauty when she was young. And I said, did they tell you so? She says, well, sometimes. But she was beautiful. And she was Indian, and I wondered if you knew her. If you saw her hair, you wouldn't forget her. Or does everybody have this thick,
white hair? Is that been way back?
No, it was about 2 years ago. And she shared a hospital room with Mother.
I imagine I know who it is.
Mother usually has a private room, but she wasn't that ill, and they were pretty crowded, and Mother was, it was really nice for Mother. The lady was just beautiful to her, and she was just...
A.C. McGee's wife is the only one I can picture out now.
I wish I knew how long that lady was, so I'm always interested in this age.
Well, I really don't know. They give her about 80 time, but I think she's older than that.
Do people object, the Indians object, they're intermarrying? Do they feel bad about it, or is it just like, what's the main religion, the faith? Different ones?
Different ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like everywhere, I guess.
Mr. Rowling can tell you around Fort Hill about... Four or five different denominations.
From right at Port Switch until the Road 29 is seven different churches.
Is that right?
Right,
seven different ones, like Baptists and Methodists.
Okay. No, there ain't no Methodists. It's a Baptist and Episcopal.
Episcopal, Catholic?
Holiness
Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Church of God Prophecy and Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
That there, all through there. Seven different. It's just about a 3 mile stretch through there, and there's that many churches.
I think I've got to go see somebody before they go, and this has been a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to talk to these
so
wonderful
you
people.
Yeah,
because I went by your community for years, and my son has been so interested in. He said, well, Mama, do you know anything else? I says, no, I didn't get to know. I just think I met you. It's great.
Well, try to come to the powwow.
I hope I can. Thank you. I might have to go to Clearwater. See
you. I want to thank you all for you know, sitting down and talking. I know that you probably have to scoot off.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
This is Roland. What is your first name again?
Gertrude.
Gertrude. I thought it was Gertrude, but I just didn't want to call it and be wrong. Thank you all so much.
Well, thank you for giving us up.
This is a touch of back
pain. He went in the hospital for a checkup.
Is that in the Greek language?
Oh, 65.
No, it's written in the name of a town. But they all have a number. Oh, yeah. Up in Fort Georgia, you'll find a town up there. It's called Korea Town.
Let me tell you something. I met his mother
while we were there. We all were going to the lower creek. The upper creek, they were on a hospital in the lower creek. And the lower creek, they were fishing. They liked to go on the river.
Well, he just lost his.
Yeah. Seminole. Like,
for some reason, it seems when they break their hip, that's it.
Yeah, we had that.
It's been about a year.
The Seminoles come up for our Florida Coastwise program.
Well, the gentleman I was talking to when first came up this afternoon, he said something about they were expecting one of them to leave up today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he missed the plane or something.
It's just like, I know it's the fact that when you're down like that.
Yeah, I wish he'd been able to.
Don't, you know, can't get around. And I know my father's 79.
And most of y'all live in the northern part of the county here.
The right group was dancing. Now they live right here in Pensacola, Arizona. I live up in Atlanta.
Certainly was
well, you know, territory. Now Oklahoma.
He retired at Molina, at St. Regis, what, 35 years you worked at St. Regis?
Yeah, I retired January 1st. Doctor brought me out on a disability retirement.
He's had open heart surgery.
I had open heart surgery in 76. I kept having some problems with my leg where they're taking the vein out to do the bypass link.
Yeah.
The doctor seemed to think, get off the concrete floor might help it some.
And help a lot.
He brought me out.
He was doing well today.
We get on him. He gets out there occasionally. He thinks he's a young man, you know.
I strengthened up his heart today.
I started devoting more time to the people here in Florida since I retired. I'm able to devote more time. You try to work shift work, and you should try to be Indian too. Well, it's quite a job. Especially if you work all three shifts. You work day shift, 3-11 graveyard. And every time you'd have something like this, probably you'd be on graveyard shift and you'd have to get up, come to it or something like that.
Did it help your leg problem when you got off of the concrete?
Yeah, it seemed like it helped it some. Come out January the 1st, and I had one little spell of it back in July. It took me about a week.
I'm looking for a job.
His wife had open heart surgery about 2 years ago.
Chief Tomlin, I was wondering about something else. Are you a member of a clan yourself, besides being chief of the whole North Florida tribe?
My clan would be the Wind Clan.
The Wind Clan. So you're not actually related to the Takabachi clan, not by blood. Is that right?
No, it might be way back. I get checking on it. Some of my people way back down the line.
You've got to look at it this way. Joe and them were descendant through Lynn McGee. He is descendant through John Samoy.
That's back in the chief Calvin McGee from up at Port really got this thing started back in the 40s, like about 48, 49. Started making these trips to Washington and trying to prove to him that there was some Indians up east of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a job. They were trying to convince him. He even had to take some of the real Indians from up there, forced to walk in with him, and then they didn't want to believe it.
I ran into the same thing when I went up to Mississippi and heard from some of the Choctaw people up there. They had the same thing. They had a lot of trouble proving that there were real Indians, real Choctaw Indians, east of the Mississippi.
Just nothing about it.
It was in the
50s when they started this. I had that hearing, and they're going to pay the ended off of some of the land they're taking away from them, and they're taking them back then up until, I believe, it was 71 whenever they made the first payment. A lot of people got more money tied up in tracing the lineage and everything out, and they'll never get out of it. I only got, everybody, they divided it equally, and it come to $112.13 or $112.13.
Is that part of that thing they call a self-determination?
Yeah, that's the payoff on the docket 21. That's the land that take away from the Indians.
They didn't want to admit.
I believe this was up in Alabama that made a payoff. Now, they're supposed to make another one, but it ain't too much either. Make out like we might get about $75 or $80 out of it.
That was
it's 275, that's land sport been taken away from an Indian in Georgia.
So how long is it since the Lower Creek Muscogee tribe has been organized that way? You know, like sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, incorporated or?
Yeah. Well, we actually got organized back in January 1973, I believe.
1973.
Yeah, organized, got my charter and everything that started.
It's real interesting because so many of the different tribes have been trying to organize that way so that they would have a legal.
We've been working on a federalization plan the last 3 or 4 years, and we are ready to merge all of the towns that we might need federal recognized. Sometime between now and 1st of April.
It was punished.
Information we got on it that They're supposed to come up in September, and they sent us a letter. Said they had postponed it. They needed to do a little more investigating.
I mean, that's fine, God. They, and, if you hired an Indian, you were subject to $500 a year.
Latter part of March, 1st of April.
And I mean, you know, they just decided to be.
In which I guess,
July
did have an investigator come down here.
But you know, it's still been there.
2 weeks ago.
That's awful.
About 3 weeks ago.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was in here.
Most of Cherokees and
Tallahassee. And in fact, when they had
5 acres of fruit program over at. And over in Tallahassee, just that far
Gulf
away,
Shores, Alabama.
Did not have any fruit.
We went over there and watched them.
We used to load up
parade
two
and watch the dance over the Gulf Shores
mountain over in the territory.
They appointed some lot of good information. I think he came back to Washington when he brought me back.
Yeah, well, that's good.
He was the IA.
Five of us kids and my dad.
But all he was doing, he just an investigator. He just talked
white money, silver, about nickels.
Like you were talking to Miss Rowan about things that happened way back on United Nations or something and stuff.
We used to get it on. They did. And it was all
we gave him a lot of his information that he was wanting. He was,
yeah.
Seemed to be
too
pretty
bad
well
I didn't keep some of those.
He didn't say something.
Yeah.
When they thought we were going to be further along,
it worked money, yeah.
All we were just
more
doing
is
getting this information.
Yeah. Well, that's real good.
Have you seen my youngin' running around? I'm going to kill him. They're going to see an Indian killing.
right here on our
right here.
Well,
he put his bustle down and he's gone.